Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open to text only, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And by the way, the reason why our lines are open only for texts and not for calls today, 844-967-2789, is because we have moved into a larger studio and the phone lines still have to be hooked up. But if you text in your question or comment, Luke will read it on the air and we'll get to it right away. One of the most important stories pending now from yesterday and today is that Robin Voss may have illegally destroyed documents that were subject to an open records request, and also documents that he's supposed to turn over because of a court order in November. There's an outfit called American Oversight, put in an open records request and then sued him when he wouldn't comply. Dane County judge back in November said, you got to supply them. You got to produce them. When it came time to produce them, they gave hardly any documents. Now, their initial statement, this is important because you got to follow this. He can't be permitted to get away with this. The initial statement was, well, I used an agent, Gableman. And Gableman used an agent, an attorney named Fawcett. So the court order on the open records request was turned over to Fawcett as the lawyer. He gave it to Gableman without explaining it, describing what Gableman had to produce. Gableman came up with some stuff and gave it to him. And so therefore, judge, you can't get anybody because Voss used an agent and Gableman used an agent and they didn't talk to each other. Well, no. The judge had a hearing on January 24th, didn't like that, set another hearing up and said, produce this stuff. Now, this is amazing, but here is what they are saying. They're saying that open records requests were not always routinely forwarded to Voss's staff. Voss didn't check his emails. Voss said, I don't even know the password to my Twitter account. This is what Voss said. What, you don't have it recorded somewhere? You can't ask your staff? So some documents may have been destroyed because nobody read the open records request. And what, didn't read the court order either? Well, he said he delegated it to Gableman, Gableman to Fawcett. And then what's happened now is he says, I do not know, not only don't I know the password, don't I know my emails or read them, but stuff might go into spam. Maybe nobody reads them. And then he said, I only communicate by phone with Gableman. That's what he said. He said, I only communicate by phone with Trump. Hey, come on. Let me tell you something. Have you ever heard of the Incas? You have heard of the Incas. They were in Peru about 5,000 years ago. They invented an empire without knowing how to write. They didn't have writing. So everything in their empire was word of mouth. So what? Some boss is an Inca or what? I mean, look, this is the 21st century. This guy is the Speaker of the House. And the only reason he's the Speaker of the Assembly is because he's gerrymandered and he's illegitimate. If there were fair maps, he wouldn't even be in the Assembly, much less the Speaker. And he's going, we do everything orally over here. We're more of a verbal culture. We are more of a verbal people. So Gableman is under orders. Don't put anything in writing. Call me. And then I will call him. Nobody makes notes of anything. And then, by the way, in the alternative, if there were documents and all of this is wrong and I'm full of it, then they may have been destroyed because nobody read the open records request of the order. You can't get away with this. Let me tell you something. Anybody out there listening to this thing who practices law, I practiced law for about 40 years. If you go into a judge and say, Judge, I have no documents because everything I do is verbal. And in the alternative, if I do have documents, they were destroyed because nobody read them. Think about that. You don't have to be a lawyer to think about that. That's a lot of bull. That's flat out bull. That's exactly what that is, flat out bull. The problem here for the judge is at what point do you hold the Speaker in contempt? I would do it right now. You can fine him up to about $2,000 a day till he coughs up these documents. If he destroyed them, he'll say, I didn't destroy him. Gableman destroyed him. Gableman will say, I didn't destroy him. Fawcett destroyed him. Fawcett can't agree to that because that's a ethical violation as a lawyer. So they'll come some kind of a Voss staffer, somebody kind of blinking. They pull him out of the drawer and hold him up in the sunlight. And he goes, well, maybe I did because I don't read stuff. I just delete stuff unread on my emails. If they were there, I forget. What's Voss's password for Twitter? I don't know. Voss says he doesn't know either. Who knows? I don't know who knows. You know, this is a, sort of like a mob response to a grand jury investigation. I mean, that's really what it is. These are not honest people. They're not honest. What kills me about these guys is how clumsy this is. They all show up saying this stuff. Like we do everything verbally. Well, why did you just say that? Back in November, you didn't say that. In January, you didn't say that. You said there were documents. Now you say they're all verbal. And in the alternative, that they were destroyed because nobody read them. You know, look, that is not right. That is not honest. If you're in the Republican Party, you have to be deeply ashamed that this is what they're doing. And then he is fighting any attempt to ID the deleted election records that never existed because he does things verbally. I'm not kidding. He files a motion that says if they existed, they're not entitled to know what they are. Well, the judge said they're entitled to know what they are because she ordered them produced. And then the second time she chewed them out on January 24. So either there are no documents, in which case you should have said that back in November, or there are documents and you destroyed them, in which case you should identify what you destroyed. But you can't be going around going, well, we did everything verbally, but if we didn't, they were destroyed inadvertently, and we don't have to say what they were. I mean, you can't do that. There's a common blunder in criminal defense for starting lawyers. It goes something like this. You don't get up in front of a jury and say, ladies and gentlemen, yes, my client's accused of murder. He has two defenses. One of them is it was self-defense, and the other is he has an alibi and didn't do it. You can't say to a jury, he had an alibi, he was in New York when the guy got shot in L.A. And say, and by the way, even if he did shoot him in L.A., it was self-defense. I mean, that's really what's going on here. And I'm kind of astounded that they can't come up with a better deal. What I'm really astounded is, why don't they just produce the documents? I mean, what the hell? We know what went on. He got scared about Trump. hires the guy. He said there was 44 grand he's going to get. And now he gets 11 grand a month for as long as he wants. He gets 20 grand a month for his staff. He wouldn't even identify them for a while. And not only wouldn't he identify them, even when he did, he won't say what they do because there are no documents. So what, his staff? There's a thing where they say they're supposed to write a regular report. There are no reports. So what are these? Are these verbal reports? Who gives a guy 11 grand a month and a staff 20 grand a month to come up with a verbal report, which at the deposition they say they don't remember? I mean, come on. That's Nixon stuff. That was like when Rosemary Woods said they were incriminating 19 minutes missing from the tape. She said, I did inadvertently, and they asked her to show how she did it. And it was very old-fashioned technology then. She'd have to put like one toe on one button, reach and stretch, you know, with her skirt up over her head practically to touch another button. And then, another, you know, I mean, at some point, people, you know, there was a judge once, I remember, somebody gave a cock and bull story in a court, and he goes, quote, there's the odor of perjury in this courtroom. There's the odor of perjury in this courtroom. Voss and the Republicans, and whatever lawyers these guys, I don't know why they don't hire better lawyers. Whatever lawyers they're hiring, the obvious thing always, tell the truth. You can argue about what it means, but tell the truth. Going to a break, lines open for text only, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.